Would everyone in the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 10th chapter of Esther, we read, "For Mordecai the Jew was popular with his many kindred, for he sought the good of his people, and he interceded for the welfare of all his descendants." Gracious God, we thank you for our safe travel here to begin this special session together. We are thankful for the scripture teaching of the lives of faithful people like Mordecai, a man who loved his people and risked his life for them. Help us to have such a passion and love for our people that our decisions will do what is right and necessary to work for the general welfare of our state and for our people. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there's a communication from the Governor?
There are messages from the Governor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do believe that it has been distributed, and therefore I ask that the reading be waived and that it be printed in the journal.
The reading will be waived and the message will be printed in the Governor and the journal. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernskeeter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 20th is here. Quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Michael Atkinson from KRCG TV 13 and Emily Manley from Nexstar Media Group have been granted access to take video in the chamber today. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I would ask that you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm sending forward a resolution and would move for its adoption.
Send your resolution forward. Senator, would you care to?
Mr. President, if you could have that resolution read, that would be great.
Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate of the 101st General Assembly, Second Regular Session, that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened in the first extraordinary session of the Second Regular Session of the 101st General Assembly and is ready for consideration of its business.
Senator, you've moved for the resolutions adopted. Would you care to explain the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just our duly convened resolution signifying to the House and the Governor that we are in special session.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator have questions on the resolution before us? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone moves to the adoption of the resolution. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I'd also ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the Senate of the 101st General Assembly of the State of Missouri, second regular session, that the rules adopted by the 101st Assembly, second regular session, be declared as the rules for the first extraordinary session of the second regular session.
Senator, would you care to explain the resolution and move for its adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is just the resolution establishing that the rules from our regular session will govern our special session. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and if not, I would move for its adoption.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize the close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that resolution number 2 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is introduction of guests. The Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a special guest here today.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce to the body Miss Georgia Harrison. Georgia, do you want to stand up? She was placed number one in the state for VFW's Voice of Democracy contest for 2022, and I wanted to invite her up today to give her some special recognition here today. And so she's also joined by her parents, Brett and Tiffany Harrison. They all live in Urbana, Dallas County, Missouri, and also they're joined by her grandparents, former State Representative Larry Wilson, and her grandmother, Linda Wilson. So if you all want to stand up and be recognized today, thank you.
Let's welcome the Harrisons and the Wilsons to the Senate chamber. Congratulations. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, up in the upper gallery in a pink check shirt is my husband of 36 years, Mark Shoup, who is not standing up yet, but I'm sure he will. Many of you probably know him not from being my husband, but from being the architect and designer of MoGolfTour.com, the website where you can look up just about any Missouri golf course and see its ratings. Mark, would you please stand up and wave to the Senate?
As soon as Mark gets his shoes on, let's welcome Mark to the Senate chambers today. Senator from the 24th, would you repeat that website one more time? We didn't get it to die.
Yes, Mr. President. And as you know, nobody makes any money off that website. It is all free, mogolftour.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you for clarifying that. Further introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Dallas. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to income taxes with an emergency clause for certain sections and an effective date for a certain section.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. The Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation is necessary at this time, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 2, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to tax relief with an effective date for a certain section and an emergency clause for a certain section.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 3, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to income taxes with an effective date for a certain section and an emergency clause for a certain section.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 4, introduced by Senator Huff, an act relating to agriculture tax relief with an emergency clause.
Introduction of bills, the senator from the 15th.
I have one bill. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 5, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to income taxes with an effective date for a certain section and an emergency clause for certain sections.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Ozark. Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 6, introduced by Senator Esslinger, an act relating to income taxes with an emergency clause for certain sections and an effective date for a certain section.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is required.
Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill Number 7, introduced by Senator Eigel, an act relating to income taxes with an effective date.
Introduction of bills, the senator from Dunklin County. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 8, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to agricultural tax relief with an emergency clause.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Barry County. Lawrence County.
I can all take that.
Yeah. There, you get them all.
I have a handful of bills.
Please send your handful of bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 9, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to corporate income tax.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator from Lawrence, please explain your bill.
Thank you very much. This has to do with corporate income tax reduction, and currently the corporate income tax sets at 4%, a reduction of 2.25% over the last 3 or 4 years. Prior to the reduction, the revenue generated was about $300 million. It varied, went up a little bit the next year to $348 million. When the deduction occurred, the revenue generated at 4% as opposed to 6.25% jumped from $348 million to $678.1 million. The following year, it rose again to $711.1 million. That's with a reduction in the tax collected. So I think it's time that we consider lowering again and maybe eventually eliminating the corporate income tax. And I'm hopeful that the body will consider that, whether it's during this special session, that we will ponder that over the next few months and consider it sometime in the future. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 10, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to the motor fuel tax.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. As the body knows, and those listening know, that we currently have an increased fuel tax of 2.5 cents that will go up again next month to 5 cents. And the users of vehicles, besides those, I think, operating trucks of 26,000 pounds and above, have the opportunity to get a rebate or refund on that tax. I've been contacted by a number of folks who say that it's cumbersome and not necessary. Just returned from a trip, and as I was driving through St. Louis from Illinois on the east side to the other parts of the city, I noticed the roads were extremely in poor condition. But that was on the Illinois side. And when you get to Missouri, roads improve considerably. And I have seen roads across the state, driven across many of them, and have found that our roads are in good repair. And I think that was before the 2.5 cent increase in tax. So I'm proposing that we consider relieving some burden on all Missourians, because roads are in good shape, and 2.5 cents, although might not be considered much to many, is to some. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 11, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to taxation of motor fuel.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
This kind of rides a coattail from the previous bill, where if we're not going to relieve the Missourians of the 2.5 cents increase, that we at least allow those who operate vehicles at greater than 26,000 pounds to participate in the refund possibility. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 12, introduced by Senator Moon, an act relating to an income tax exemption for certain dependents.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Again, briefly, Mr. President, thank you. As noted in Statute Chapter 1, Section 205, it reads, the life of each human being begins at conception. And if we believe that, and I believe that we do, and whether we do or not, it's under our state laws that life begins at conception, that we should offer married couples the opportunity to deduct that developing human child on their tax filings. So that's pretty simple, but I think it goes along for those who say we're pro-life to give them that opportunity. And so I think we ought to take that up and pass that that bill as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. I will send it forward. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 13, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to income taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills and no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 14, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to the extension of sunset dates for certain tax credits.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 15, introduced by Senator Brown, an act relating to specialty agriculture crops with an emergency clause.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
I have two bills, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 16, introduced by Senator Burns Gitter, an act relating to anhydrous ammonia with an emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 17, introduced by Senator Burns Getter, an act relating to agriculture economic opportunities with an emergency clause.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have four bills.
Please send your four bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 18, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to income taxes with an emergency clause for certain sections and an effective date for a certain section.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This bill deals with individual income taxes. It basically takes the income tax rate down to 4.7% beginning in 2023 with triggers based on increase in revenue after that. It also does eliminate the corporate income tax.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 19, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to tax relief with an emergency clause.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the agriculture tax credits. It does have those agriculture tax credits that were listed in House Bill 1720 that the governor had vetoed, and it does include a six-year sunset.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 20, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This bill is the Save Women's Sports Act. This is something, as a proud parent of a 16-year-old daughter, I'm very passionate about and believe that biological males should not compete in girls' sports.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 21, introduced by Senator Hoskins, an act relating to public school curriculum and instruction.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is bill is to ban the teaching of critical race theory. This is a bill that I filed this past legislative session. I also filed it in special session in the summer of 2021. Coming out of session and going back to my district and meeting with my constituents, banning critical race theory is something that they are very passionate about, as well as saving girls' sports.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. If we can get a little order in the chamber so we can hear the secretary read the bill from the senator of the 2nd District.
Senate Bill number 22, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to the protection of children with penalty provisions.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, my bill pertains to the protection of our children. Mr. President, tax policy is extremely important. From the very beginning of my career back in the House in 2007, have been a strong supporter of tax cuts, especially in this time where Missouri has a $4.8 billion surplus of returning more money to the people of the state of Missouri, because this is their money. This is not the government's money. It is not President Biden's money. It is not the state of Missouri's money. It is the people's money. And we should return as much of people's hard-earned money to them, especially at this time where the people of our state struggle with 8.5% inflation. But there are other important issues. And as my friend, the Senator from Johnson, just mentioned, those issues have been before us for some time now. He filed a bill, for instance, on critical race theory last summer. And this body has neglected to take any action on some of these issues. And therefore, I present Senate Bill 22 today. Senate Bill 22 has four components. First, it bans that divisive, racist, Marxist doctrine known as critical race theory. I ask my colleagues, Republicans and Democrats alike, do you really think it is good policy in the state of Missouri that our schools tell black children that the system's rigged against them, that they will never get ahead? because whites are privileged and because the whole system is systemically racist. I ask you, is that good for our children? Is it good that our white children are told that they're bad people, that they're victims of privilege, they're beneficiaries of privilege? This is why this is a Marxist concept. The Marxist paradigm of class struggle has been brought to our classrooms in the form of this doctrine known as critical race theory. And shame on us that we lifted not a finger in this chamber to set things right and to make sure our children are taught our history, good and bad alike, honestly, and without Marxist ideological bias. Shame on us. Secondly, the Parents' Bill of Rights. In case anyone in this chamber has not noticed, over the last year, parents have risen up in revolt to reform their school districts. And this is not a red state phenomenon. This has happened from Miami-Dade County, Florida, to the state of New Jersey, to the school district of San Francisco. Yes, San Francisco, my friends, San Francisco. Parents are reasserting control of their education, and too many times, not only do parents not have adequate control of their education of their children, they're being kept in the dark as to what their children are being educated. Which brings us to another divisive and dangerous ideology that is being taught in our schools, the ideology of sowing seeds of gender confusion in our children at the youngest ages. This is not about being pro or anti-trans. You know, a few short years ago, gender dysphoria was a 1 in 10,000 phenomenon, mostly in males, and mostly the phenomenon was of men later in life, as adults, feeling that they had had a feeling since they were very young that they were born in the wrong body, that they were really female. Think Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner. Now, transgenderism is a contagion. There are classes in which 2, 3, 4 young girls will all decide they are boys all at once. Where do they get that idea? Yes, social media, but increasingly we're getting it at schools. 7 to 9 out of 10 of these young children, if left alone, will eventually identify with their biologic sex, their biologic gender. But instead, in what I believe will go down as one of the greatest examples of medical malpractice in the history of the world, there are gender ideologues disguising themselves as counselors and doctors who are willing, no, eager, on the first visit to the transgender clinic to give children dangerous drugs, including Lupron, which the courts have ruled is cruel and unusual punishment when it is used to chemically castrate rapists. And yet this is being given to our prepubescent children. And worse yet, mutilating surgery is being done in children below the age of consent. Yes, kids not old enough to consent to getting their ears pierced are getting bilateral mastectomies and worse. And finally, the Save Women's Sports Act. Remember Title IX? Does anyone remember Title IX? Nowadays, it's being used to micromanage how college campuses treat allegations of sexual assault. But when Title IX was passed, what was it passed for? It was pre- passed to protect and promote and ensure adequate funding for women's sports. And now women's sports are being decimated. Decimated. Women's sports records in weightlifting and swimming and running are being wiped off the record books by, as a commercial by Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler said, by men pretending to be women. So, Mr. President, it is very important that we cut taxes and act to give more of Missourians' hardworking money back to them, to keep it in their own pockets, especially at this time where we struggle with this government-induced inflationary crisis brought on by deficit spending, by printing money, by decades of fiscal and monetary irresponsibility by the federal government. We need to cut taxes. But there are other important issues. And we many times down here say we work to protect the most vulnerable, and among those, of course, are unborn children. But they also include our born children who are under assault by radical left ideologies that threaten those children's future and the future of our great state and our great country. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Julie Smith from the News Tribune has been granted access to take photos in the chamber today. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
No objection. The order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business come before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.